terrorism is a crime. And if you happen to kill a terrorist, you create a martyr. If you take them to court and let the people decide, which are juries, then all you create is a criminal. It's important to have a powerful law enforcement agency that's accountable. That's the key. And one that's properly managed, properly run, and frankly, has to account for itself and its behavior. The real danger in having a powerful institution like the FBI is the political use of it by the executive branch. I believe that most bad ideas come from headquarters. I think that most good ideas come from the field. And that's all we should be doing, basically, is crimes. And if you want to talk about terrorism, if there's no violence associated with it or some criminal activity, is free speech. If we don't talk to everybody we're supposed to serve, and that means the far left, the far right, I mean, I've spent many, many hours talking to militia leaders so that they can put a face on me and I can put a face on them, and they know that we're real people. We're so comfortable in this country, and this country's great. We're happy here, that we don't take time to do what we should be doing as citizens. If I have to ask them to be heroes to salvage a terrible plan or a stupid idea, then it's a desperate situation. Somebody's going to die. And the last thing I used to think about when I would go on these missions with these people was, God, we don't need heroes here. Let's just make them be brave. I was asked one time, what is the basic difference between the hostage rescue team and Delta and SEAL Team 6? They're both in the military. One's the Navy and one's the Army. And I had a very high official in the government look me in the eye and said they'd seen us, they knew what we could do, and we had all these capabilities. So what is the difference? I said the difference is they operate under the rules of warfare, and we operate within the rules of the Constitution. It's a big difference. As long as we have an independent judiciary and we have juries that can make decisions, then justice is generally served. The best leaders I have had have been the people that keep the stress off of you. You don't want a guy that says, oh my gosh, suppose the rope breaks. You want a guy that says, oh, I can do that. I mean, I can do that. You want those. You want a big ego. You want a person that has big confidence, but on the other side of it, doesn't take himself all that seriously. He takes his job very seriously. He knows he's really good, but doesn't act like it. I've looked face to face at terrorists and negotiated with them, and if they could be anything, they'd be a policeman, they'd be a Delta operator, or a Navy SEAL.
So what went wrong?
Inadequate personalities. I'm really an FBI agent. I'm not a commando, and that is a dangerous syndrome to get in, the commando syndrome. One of the biggest problems for law enforcement occurred when we put cops in police cars. Democracy is based on the idea of justice. And if we don't do things to the criminal justice system, or if we do something that compromises that system in any way, then we all lose from that. How do you catch a fugitive? And it's very simple. Somebody tells me where they are. The FBI's ability to converse with people is its strongest asset. And it's something that they do very well, and they need to continue to foster that. We get too much involved in technology sometimes. Remember, the people solve the cases. We don't.